Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry says a military plane with 92 people on board, including a popular military choir, crashed in the Black Sea Sunday shortly after taking off from the resort town of Sochi. Mourners of the Alexandrov Ensemble are gathering outside the choir's office in Moscow to pay tribute to the members who were killed in the plane crash. This man says he has been in the choir for a year and knew almost all of the people in the ensemble, and he came to mourn those killed in the crash. Officials say debris from the aircraft and some bodies have been found just off the Russian coast. President Vladimir Putin declared Monday a nationwide day of mourning on a national televised address early Sunday. Putin said a thorough investigation into the cause of the crash will be done, and he will do everything to support the families of the victims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories, and said he ordered his government to withhold $8 million to fund five UN institutions. Netanyahu called the U.S. abstention and the resolution itself shameful, in his words, and he said his government would ignore its provisions. Netanyahu also called or recalled Israel's ambassadors to New Zealand and Senegal, two of the resolution's four sponsors, and suspended Israeli aid programs to the West African nation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.